But we heard what a great job the review went last week,
right.
and so it's prime time to
showcase our facility.
So I'm going to let you read the proclamation.
All right. Great. Thank you. Judge, commissioners, thank you for this. This week is special for us in that we get to recognize those that serve in our detention facility. There are 172 paid staff that serve the correction part of our operations, and they do a marvelous job. And as the judge mentioned last week, we announced that we had our most recent surprise inspection by the state, and we exceeded those minimum standards and were recognized for that. And so it's just one of our opportunities today to thank those for doing a good job. With me today is Lieutenant Reginald Walker. We have Courtney Waller, one of our detention officers, and then Laura Cook, who's our administrative assistant. Just about everybody else in our jail administration is out at the Hamilton unit this morning. They're having a special event, and the our honor guard is out there. So we're here today representing the jail. But thank you for passing this proclamation, and I will take a minute to read it. It's the National Correctional Officers and Employees Week. Whereas National Correctional Officers and Employees Week was first proclaimed on May 5, 1984 by President Ronald Reagan when he signed Proclamation 5187 creating National Correctional Officers Week to recognize the men and women who work in jails, prisons, and community corrections across the country. And whereas National Correctional Officers and Employees Week became the official name as the first week in May when in 1986 the U.S. Senate officially changed the name from National Correctional Officers Week. And whereas National Correctional Officers and Employees Week has been designated as the week of May 7, 2017 through May 13, 2017 by the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And whereas the National Correctional Officers and Employees Week honors the work of correctional officers and correctional personnel for their service with honor, respect, and integrity. And whereas the National Correctional Officers and Employees Week raises the awareness of duties, hazards, and sacrifices made by the correctional employees. And whereas the National Correctional Officers and Employees Week in Brazos County recognizes correctional officers and employees for their role in safeguarding the citizens of Brazos County by providing safe, secure, and humane incarceration of offenders within their custody. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Brazos County did hereby proclaim the week of May 7th through May 13th, 2017 as National Correctional Officers and Employees Week. All citizens are encouraged to pay tribute to the many correctional employees working in Brazos County for the vital public service they provide.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you for this opportunity, and again, I'd like to recognize our staff and thank them for the job they do.
Thank you.